It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I am thinking about the fulfillment of God's promises. And actually, I'm still in the book of Daniel because I just find his life so fascinating that I even have three key observations from his life. So Daniel is a man of faith who has been tested, and I see that his tests grow in intensity. First, he refuses to eat the king's diet. Second, he refuses to worship the king's gold statue. And his ultimate test would come when he refuses to worship the king. Now, as a result, he's thrown in the lion's den, but God would send an angel to seal the lion's mouth. And of course, Daniel comes out unharmed. I also see number two, that Daniel not only talks the talk, but he walks the walk. At each test, even though it increases his intensity, he stands his ground, he puts God first, and he believes that God will save him. He never waffles. Third, I see that Daniel's tests also grow in purpose. So as Daniel comes out of that lion's den unharmed, once again, these kings are just blown away. And the king orders a decree or issues a decree, everyone should tremble with fear before the God of Daniel. And we also see that Daniel comes out to live a very prosperous life, not only under that king's reign, but the next king's reign. The scripture today is Romans 8:18. Yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory that he will reveal to us later. So today, if you feel like, you know what, Father, I've sacrificed this, I've changed that, I've weathered these storms, what next? Be encouraged that God's promises will be fulfilled. Share this B moment because others desire to be inspired.